Income equality is an important issue in our country. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Godfrey, assistant professor of applied psychology at New York University, delves into whether different age groups react the same way to this issue.
Income inequality, or the gap between the haves and the have-nots, is growing in the United States and around the world. This has both economic and social repercussions, and research shows that the very social fabric that ties us together begins to disintegrate when the gap between the haves and the have-nots gets too large. Adults who live in more unequal areas are less civically and socially engaged. They have less trust in others, are less involved in their communities, and even vote less often. This is true across the income distribution, but is particularly pronounced at the lower end. However, we know little about whether income inequality has the same social repercussions for youth. Youth are just developing their social identities and their understanding of the world around them. And they have exposure to institutions, like schools, that could change how they experience income inequality. We examined this in a sample of 10th graders in the United States. We looked at differences in the level of income inequality in the counties in which they lived and associated this with indicators of youth civic and social engagement. In contrast to studies of adults, we found a slight positive association between income inequality and youth civic and social engagement. The more inequality in their counties, the more they said it was very important to help others in their community, and the more often they volunteered. We attribute these surprising findings to the optimism of youth. Youth may see income inequality not as insurmountable, but as something to work harder to change. Income inequality could also propel youth to learn more about roots of inequality or stimulate discussion of social and political issues, both of which predict youth civic engagement. This is not to say that income inequality is good. However, it is something we might be able to leverage by providing youth with opportunities to discuss, debate, and study the inequalities they see.
That was Aaron Godfrey of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.